B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So, there's a lot of marriages, Loren, that are considered unconventional in one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
Whether maybe you sleep in different beds, or like I thought last week it was a little unconventional that you and Dallas wear rubber rings sometimes because, you know, you're working out and
sure.
He's in surgeries and stuff. But we need to ask you guys right now, 704-570-9595. Are you in a marriage that someone might consider, quote unquote, unconventional, not normal?
I think Will Smith and his wife are in an unconventional marriage.
I agree with that.
They say that they're like soul and life partners, but they kind of hint that they're not.
Oh, I'll go ahead and say it. I've heard that they're swingers in Hollywood.
Yeah, and they've openly kind of said, I can't even remember how it was said, but it was kind of like, Will can do his own thing and she can do her own thing, but they're life partners and that they're soulmates and they'll always love each other and be married.
Yeah, and when they're together, they're together.
And I guess that works for them. They've been together for a long time.
Right.
Right.
Well, actress Kaley Cuoco and her husband, they say that they have an unconventional marriage. She told Good Morning America last week, the Big Bang Theory actress, by the way, in case you didn't know who Kaley Cuoco was, that they don't live in the same house. So not only do they not share the same bed, in the situation that they're in right now, they're building their dream house.
Together?
Together. But they have a very unconventional marriage, she said. For the time being, we're staying in different homes. We're not together every single day. And I think, personally, it's important. It works well for us, she was quoted as saying.
Well, so then what happens if you you build your dream home and you have to live together? Is it not going to work so well for you?
Then they get a divorce. That's Hollywood.
Hey, that is Hollywood. That's showbiz, baby.
I think there's a lot of people. By the way, if you're in an unconventional marriage, you can remain anonymous if you'd like. 704-570-9595. Give us a phone call. I think a lot of people aren't, I'm not going to say it's common. It's not common. But I think we'd be surprised on how many people do that.
So you live in different houses?
Yeah. Because
really?
Because think about this. Let's say you're married. And let's say Sterling and I, we both have very good jobs. Sterling works for a big corporate America, okay? He works for the corporate man. And let's say the corporate man needs him to go work in, I don't know, Seattle.
Yeah, okay.
And I don't want to move to Seattle. So
yeah.
You have like a little long distance for a while.
Little. That's a long, long distance.
But you know what I'm saying? The celebrity.
Let me show you Seattle on the map real quick.
Is that not near Atlanta? But celebrities do that all the time. They're always doing different movies.
Yeah.
And different projects, and they're always around. And then they meet back up. But
that's what I love about this show, because we are kind of the connection between the celebrity world and the real world. You know what I mean? Like, we're the middleman here. So we talk about the celebrity world a lot,
mm-hmm.
you know, as part of our show. But, like, what about those people who aren't in the celebrity world that have an unconventional marriage? Like, what is it about your marriage that is unconventional? Do you not wear rings because that's not something that you find important in your marriage? You know what I mean? Like, there's got to be so many different things.
I married Josh from Lancaster at a Dunkin'. Everything about his marriage is unconventional.
You know, I know some people who, I have an aunt who did this and their marriage actually ended, but they would sleep in separate beds because he snored so badly and she just couldn't sleep.
Wow.
If she didn't fall asleep first, she couldn't sleep at night.
Okay.
So they just ended up sleeping in separate beds and now they're divorced. But I mean, I'm not saying that if you sleep in separate beds, you're headed for a divorce. That just happened to be their situation.
704-570-9595. Unconventional marriages. Give us a phone call. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, share with us. Let us know. We'd love to hear it.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1. Unconventional marriages is what we're talking about at 704-570-9595. Kaley Cuoco, who is part of the Big Bang Theory, doesn't live in the same house with her husband. They live in two separate houses. And she likes it that way.
I mean, here's the thing.
I think, like, my wife would like it on certain days, too.
I think I would like it on certain days, too. But, I mean, here's the thing. If you think back, it's almost like they're dating again. So, like, maybe it makes their marriage more, like, fresher that way. Because when you're not living together, you forget that your husband or wife leaves things on the floor, doesn't put their toothbrush back in the holder, or gets toothpaste everywhere. You forget those, like, little things that annoy you.
Yeah.
So this could just throw them back into, like, more of a passionate relationship, because it's like you're dating again. You're not with each other 24/7 when you're not working.
I'm not going to lie. I came home from camping after 2 days. Amanda was home with Ruby, and, like, I came home, I fed Ruby, and I left her milk on the table and went and did something else. And she's like, really? I had the house. Like, this doesn't happen when you're not here.
Yeah. I go through the same thing. I mean, God, Dallas and I shared an office for like 3 days, and I was like, I can't do this. Like, maybe the two house thing is a good idea.
Let's talk with Sam in Spartanburg. Hey, Sam.
Good morning, y'all.
Good morning. So you have an unconventional marriage. What's going on?
So, yeah, my husband actually lives in Virginia, and I live in South Carolina, and he comes down every other weekend and sometimes every weekend, and we actually have a one-year-old.
Whoa. Did the one-year-old come while he was in Virginia, or is that his child?
It is his child. Nope. We did find the time to make a baby.
Well, let me ask you this, Sam. Like, how difficult is it for you to raise the one-year-old with, you know, dad not being there all the time?
It's definitely hard. I had a lot of sleepless nights, but and I have a really great support of friends and neighbors that have been able to help out.
And it works for you. Yeah. You're not angry with it. It works for you.
No, I mean, no, I'm not resentful. I understand the situation, and it happened, and we'll make it work. And honestly, I feel like if we can make it through this, our marriage will make it through anything.
Yeah.
So do you plan on moving, like, being under one roof at some point, or this just works for you and you're going to go with it?
Nope. Our goal is to be under one roof. I'm hoping within the year.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So you're working towards something.
I like Sam.
It's been 2 years.
Sam tells us, like, her husband is moving to Spartanburg, and she's like, can you find something in another state? Is there something? This is really working for me.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for sharing, Sam.
Or better yet, she, like, Sam lives in Spartanburg, and she makes her husband live in, like, in Charlotte, you know, just across the border.
I mean, somebody sent in a text message from Erica 803 that said they live under the same roof but sleep in separate rooms. They've done that since they were first married.
Sleeps in separate rooms.
Sleep in separate rooms, yeah.
Well, that's kind of a cool move. That's like when you're dating again and somebody comes over, then you get to kick them out.
Yes,
you gotta
right.
go.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.